I don't know, maybe I'm being soft-hearted, but it still seems kind of extreme, not to mention risky, to bioengineer a mass mosquito die-off. So Steve Paulson tracked down the world's greatest living entomologist for his take. E.O. Wilson. He's sometimes called the Ant Man. That's the insect he studied most. But he's best known as an evolutionary biologist and a champion of biodiversity. He's 86 years old now, and he's just finished what is probably his last book. It's called Half Earth, a proposal to save humanity by dedicating half the planet to nature. So I would have assumed that Wilson would be happy to let mosquitoes live in their half, but that's not what he told Steve.
Given your reputation as such a prominent advocate for biodiversity, there was one chapter in your book that I found absolutely fascinating where you say there are a few species you would not mind seeing going extinct. For instance, the African guinea worm and several species of mosquitoes. Can you explain your thinking?
Yeah, that might be even a longer list when we get down to it. There are species in the world which are specialized on and have been in many cases for tens of thousands or longer, specialized on humans. They can only live on humans. And of course, there have been lots of macroorganisms, pathogens that are specialized to live with them and use them to feed on humans. Malaria, various forms of bacteria, viruses. And these include a group of mosquitoes called the Anopheles gambiae mosquito. The genus Anopheles, incidentally, has come into prominence recently through Anopheles aegypti, which is the Zika carrier,
right,
a virus carrier. Never mind, we don't want to wipe out Anopheles because that's a vital link in the food chains of a lot of the world. But Anopheles gambiae, that group of species in Africa, co-evolved with people over thousands of years and is, you know, specialized to to live in human settlements and to get human blood. That's how it lives. And as a result, it spreads malaria. It's a principal conveyor of malaria. That's one I wouldn't mind seeing going. What I would do would be make a good sample and get them into liquid nitrogen. We haven't gotten rid of every genome of the smallpox virus, and I think we could do the same,
yeah.
But we need to get them off the face of the earth for our own minimal welfare.
If just these mosquito species that carry these human diseases, if they were targeted and wiped out, that would be okay. I mean, environmentally, the impact wouldn't be severe?
You have to find out which species are carrying which pathogens, and then you can go after them, sure. It's highly unlikely that you could eliminate them entirely. But there will be regions where the pathogens also occur, and that's where you want to take the mosquitoes out. We want to take Anopheles aegypti out, and if we can, in the Zika areas and also in the malaria areas, and also yellow fever, which is persisting. Wherever those occur, I'm all in favor of reducing Anopheles aegypti. I would not want to see the species wiped out entirely, though, until we could make much more cautious estimates of how that would affect all the rest of life.
No, I'm curious, is there any precedent for this kind of thinking? I mean, to intentionally try to eradicate an entire animal species?
Sure. You mean deliberately in
yes.
order to eradicate it?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
obviously we've unintentionally wiped out a bunch, but deliberately.
Yes. One case was the flesh fly, which is a dreadful fly that lays its eggs on just scratches and wounds of animals, and the larvae hatching burrow into the living flesh of the animals. It was causing a lot of problems with livestock of various kinds, but including cattle. It's a ghastly kind of an animal, and just for economic reasons, it made sense to take it out over the main area where it was causing considerable damage to animals, to the economy. And the method invented to take it out was to breed in the laboratory vast numbers of males and then sterilize them and then release them over the areas where the mating was taking place. And the lady flesh flies didn't know the difference And this actually succeeded to eliminate the flesh fly over a lot of critical areas.
And that's exactly what people are talking about with these mosquito species as well.
It is. I'm just saying that aside from Anopheles gambiae, the malaria carrier that's adapted to human beings, in particular in Africa, and a dreadful agent of malaria carrying, which I would gladly throw the switch and be the executor myself. What we need to do in dealing with these creatures around the world that for one reason or other are causing different degrees of harm to human beings, and I cannot emphasize enough, this is a minute fraction of the millions of species of insects and other small creatures of this kind. Of them, we should make removal of populations, maybe occasionally even entire species, highly informed and surgical, not with mass destruction of whole populations, because we don't know what damage we're doing to everything else when we attempt something like that.
Doesn't this raise the specter of humans playing God? I mean, even if we acknowledge that certain kinds of mosquitoes cause all kinds of harm to humans, is it justified morally for us to intentionally try to engineer the extinction of another species?
In extreme cases like the one we're describing, yes.
Now, I have talked with some other scientists and some science journalists who frankly were startled to hear that you, E.O. Wilson, the most famous entomologist in the world, have said that it would be okay to eradicate certain mosquito species. It felt like a kind of turning point in a way about how we talk about this idea. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, given your standing in the scientific world, whether you feel some personal responsibility for taking a position like this.
Well, of course, I always thought we should get rid of Anopheles gambiae. We know enough about those species, and we know the damage that they're doing. To reemphasize one more time, we believe that there are as many as 2 million or more species of insects alone. A large percentage of those are flies, and including mosquitoes. Species, that many, 2 million. I'm talking about a very small number of species because they have co-evolved with us. And the preying on humans would certainly be acceptable to remove them. It's just, I believe, common sense, and it's morality needs to be considered, that has a strong scientific basis.
That's E.O. Wilson. He's one of the world's greatest living biologists. He's 86 years old, and his latest book, just out, is called Half Earth. Steve Paulson talked with him.